Hydraulic fracturing releases natural gas or oil from shale rocks by pumping a mix of water and chemicals into them until they crack. It's currently not allowed in the state, but permitting is set to begin in 2015. The question about what companies must disclose about the mix of chemicals has been one of the most contentious for states opening up to fracking. Joe Rasabi, a vice president at the soil and groundwater cleanup company Redoxtech, says that rule matters if there's a spill.
If you're looking at a potential contamination situation, which you hope won't happen, you definitely need to understand what the original chemicals were.
The Senate bill says that companies don't have to disclose chemicals that are confidential or a trade secret. And it comes while the state's Energy and Mining Commission has been on the verge of publishing its own, more stringent rule. It would require companies to disclose all chemicals, but not the measurements of the mix, kind of like ingredients on the back of a can of Coke. Commissioners were critical of what they saw as the Senate's usurping their authority. The commission's Republican-appointed head, Jim Womack, wrote to lawmakers, "This one simple change has reinvigorated anti-drilling fervor across the state, an outcome the commission has worked tirelessly to avoid." For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.